It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A judge in Denver hears arguments this morning over one of the measures on the state ballot this fall. It would repeal the Gallagher Amendment to the state constitution, which limits property taxes. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
The Gallagher Amendment has helped keep Colorado's residential property taxes low for decades, but it's also led to funding cuts for schools and fire departments, and it's put a larger tax burden on business owners. A majority of state legislators want to repeal it entirely. At issue today is how that repeal is being described in the Blue Book, a guide mailed to every voter in the state. Legislators rewrote language to more closely match campaign rhetoric. Repeal opponents say that language should be more neutral. The judge will have to decide soon. The Blue Book is set to go to the printer today. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
North of Grand Junction, the largest wildfire in Colorado history burned this summer, and record heat is partly responsible. Last month was Colorado's hottest August on record. Becky Bollinger is the assistant state climatologist. She says the previous hottest August was in 2011, but this new record knocked it out.
It wasn't even close. The statewide average temperature was 70 degrees, which to me just sounds shockingly warm.
That's combining high and low temperatures across the state from the mountains to the plains, and that's close to 5 degrees warmer than the recorded average, a result of climate change. Bollinger says the most intense conditions were on the western slope, where the hot and dry weather fueled the Pine Gulch fire. That fire burned almost 140,000 acres. It's now almost completely contained. Governor Polis is making it easier for adults to supervise children in so-called learning pods. An executive order temporarily allows anyone to supervise groups of 5 children ages 6 to 9 and up to 8 children who are 10 and older without a child care facility license. The governor says the order balances health and safety with needed flexibility for adolescent supervision during the pandemic. But it comes weeks after many parents already made decisions about their children's schooling this semester. Governor Polis has ordered flags at half-staff around the state for the anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks 19 years ago today. Colorado weather is sunny today and getting warmer through the weekend. Highs in the 60s around Denver this afternoon. This is CPR News.